really think the questionable Fed postie stuff was breaking the law either, though. I mean, I would want to see what statute we're talking about here.
That's fair. If in that case, if it is like, if he's just, if he can't point to an actual law and he's just being paranoid, then I feel like it's a little bit more arbitrary of a decision. But
the thing is, it seems like if he actually either is a lawyer himself or consulted a lawyer, he would be able to post. He would be able to post that right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he'd have it.
Go through that length. What's up, Gray?
How's your mic? Potato.
Oh, yes.
I swear to God, it's only when Dangus.
It has a boomer filter on it, I think. Should turn it off.
Well, Dangus has his boomer filter on me or something. I don't know.
Dude, I swear we're not fucking with you. It actually.
No, I know you're not. You really can't bad. Just screw with one person on here.
And if I'm, I hope someone's recording this because I'm not at the moment. But
I can try to start recording. Give me a second.
If it is being recorded, you can go back and listen to it, and you will see Grey Dragon.
Why are we've people been recording this?
Because it's a podcast.
Oh, shit. I'm out of here.
Don't worry, I don't even know how to record on this thing.
Come on, man. I mean, we don't have to record it. I just assumed that
Well, I could use OBS, actually. Maybe I'll just use OBS.
Nobody should be recording. I'm going to go to the other Jitsi where I don't sound like Potato and they're not recording.
Wait a minute. You sound better in a different one? Are you sure people just aren't fucking with you?
Yeah, that's fucking
No, because no I way. Meet with multiple people per day from my company Monday through Friday and nobody has said a damn thing.
I think they're all just sparing your feelings.
Oh, they're all just like, oh, it's this coworker guy.
Yeah, they're all just being nice. Like we're the only ones being real niggas, which.
All right, so are you guys cool with me recording? Because I can do it with OBS if we want.
No, I'll go pal. I'll come back when nobody's recording.
Oh man, that's so fun.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I could have just told you. I didn't have to tell you. There's no internet, no, you know, in federal law that says I have to tell someone I'm recording, right? Should have just shut
them up. I think it depends on which state you're in, actually.
Yeah, which state you're recording from.
That's a good question.
I'll find out.
I know it does vary state by state. Because this is a question that came up during a custody battle that I went through. It turns out in my state, you can't be doing that.
Is he at the movies with goats jitsu? Is that going on at the same time or something?
Mike would probably know. I'm not sure. I think they did set up yet another room where they're all gaying out. I don't know where it is, though. Mike, you can go ahead and chime in anytime there, buddy.
No, he's just a Fed. You know, he's just record.
I think recording. He might be like some sort of Brazilian or something with a crazy accent, and that's why he doesn't want to talk. Isn't that right, Mike? Yeah, a big old bowl of soap a day, macaque.
Maybe he's like one of those really big guys with a really like feminine
voice. Yeah, like a super high pitched voice. That would be funny. I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever find out.
Okay. Well, it sucks. I wanted, even though Gray sounds like shit, I did want to hear some of his thoughts.
Yeah, I was actually kind of counting on him being here because, like, I don't know if it was some other call. I was saying, like, we need to have Gray Dragon on because then, at the very least, we'll never have dead air because he'll just be going the whole time.
We might have to turn on the dial stream if we get desperate. I don't know. We'll see.
This was the same as Paul. You have no idea who you are fucking talking with. I have the same goddamn experience with this motherfucker before.
Who are you talking about?
I am talking about every fucking thing. And I got blocked. I got kicked. And I got kicked by a fucking cocksucker that goes, oh, we're going to be pretending.
Well, no one kicked you. I just muted you because your music was really loud.
Yeah. So. No, there I...
Settle down there, boy.
You fucking music, you little fucking cocksucker. I know exactly what you are about, you little fucking fag.
You always sound like you're about to burst into tears.
What do you want to do?
I feel like the podcast has taken a dark turn.
You want to do a fucking alt? is gonna fucking sit there and fucking bot spam shit forever. I know you. You're that fucking...
Well, that was enough of that. I hope you enjoyed it.
No, not really.
Me neither.
But he's fun to watch, actually.
He's very fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I always feel like he's just about to make a point, but never quite brings it home. Like, I still don't know, like, what he wants. Or what he's, like, you know what I mean? Like, what is his objective here? I don't know.
Well, you know, you're going down a very twisted path to find out. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'll probably have to fall down a couple flights of stairs to ever even come close to being able to understand that.
Oh, who do we got here? Hello, welcome to the podcast, fellow Jitster.
It's going to be Dial again, you watch. I would bet money on it.
Do that or Fed, I mean, what else could it be?
Oh, that actually sounds quite a lot like a certain Fed that we all know. What's going on, big guy?
Chris Penn again, I love the cactus belt for today. This should be a standard, and yes, the actress was wearing a bomb like tax appliance on her face. Nowadays, they have to use actual terms. Do you see Collins?
I have no idea what I'm hearing right now.
I feel like it's a television of that person's microphone. I'm not sure.
There must be...
I thought it was gray at first because the audio is kind of bad.
So did I, but... All right, mystery person. Well, if you want to say something, you know, we're here.
Oh, maybe it is
Trump man.
That's a good guess. Does anyone or does anyone's TV want to go for a topic? I posted a link to mine earlier. It's earlier in the chat. I can repost it. It's that stupid Scott Wiener bill. Would you hear about that?
Let's talk about it. I don't know what it is. I want to hear it.
It is here. I'll post the link. It was posted in the main room. It's this bill from this dude, Scott Wiener. He's a representative, I believe. I don't think he's a senator. I think he's just a Congress rep from California. He's a literal faggot and has in the past sponsored bills to decriminalize intentionally giving someone HIV.
Okay, I remember that. I didn't know it was this guy. Yeah, but now I just read the Section 1A, which is already pretty damning. It basically says you don't need
so, parents yeah, to. So now he's got this fucking vaccine bill going after the kids again.
Well, it's in California, you know.
Yeah, to give, you know, 12 and up the, you know, override parental consent and let them get the clot shot. You know, they're really trying to chip away at, you know, the authority of the parents for one thing. I mean, even leaving out aside the kid aspect of it, just going after parents' authority to, you know, make the decisions for their minor children is not good.
No, it's an awful precedent. I mean, I'm just happy it's not like a federal thing, basically. I mean, I'm sufficiently black-pilled where this doesn't really bother me that much because it's not in my state, basically. But, you know,
well, this would set a precedent?
I mean, California is not really setting precedents as much anymore. I mean, California and New York basically bounce off each other, but the other states have a little bit of independence. You know?
But if you read the logic behind this bill, it's building off an earlier legislative chip away at parental rights, which was the MMR and things like that. So this is like another step in the progression towards what we all know they ultimately want, which is, you know, to be able to do whatever they want with the kids. This just seems like another little inch in that direction.
Yeah, the breaking down the family nucleus agenda.
Oh, and just being able to fuck kids. That's the goal.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying destabilize the family, get, you know, break all, you know, moral norms that, you know, work against pedophilia and whatever the hell else people want, yeah.
And they had on, what was I listening to? No Agenda, I think I was listening to. They had some pundit on who was, I think it was on The View or someone who used to be on The View, who was going on and on. And this was on national television about how, oh, you know, the children don't really belong to the parents. They belong to the community, you see.
Yeah, yeah. It also reminds me of that quote, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. It's like, it's been that quote used. Yeah, it's, like, the village is now, it's not a village anymore. Now it's the state, right? It's the fucking state.
Yeah, the community, which, yeah, that's pretty close to just saying the state.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, yes, you know, you need to depend on, like, the services around you to exist. You know, that's true. I mean, fine. But, like, the, you know, but now it's basically like, let's replace the father. You know, that's
probably confusing. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Totally disgusting, right?
That you dial? Chiming in.
Oh, it's totally disgusting for a person to just kill your free speech for a joke.
You're talking about yourself. You're not talking about these poor kids that are being vaccinated by.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. Because I know who Big Fat Dingus is.
You do? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, damn.
You're going to use your gamer chair to find him?
You finally caught me.
Gamer chair.
My days are numbered.
You're fucking a piece of shit. What are you looking at? No. You're looking at my fucking candles in the background?
Well, why are you even on cam if you're completely
ignoring
your face? What's the point?
One's off camera.
It's very layered. Very layered thing. You know, you got to work through the layers.
You got to work through the layers. Oh, okay, so what are we talking about here?
I posted a link to it in the chat.
Pay attention. What I'm talking about. And then there's a couple that are just fucking retarded.
Dial, I just realized you have like a little bit of a Minnesotan Canadian accent going on there. What's going on with that?
I'm Minnesotan. I'm never denying that. And yeah, you want to know what the funny part is?
Oh, there's a funny part? I hope there is a funny part.
Left. That's the fucking funny part.
Well, who are we talking about? Who
left? I'm very lost. Very, very lost.
Dial left. Okay, wow. Is that a
Roomba he's charging?
Yes, it is. He probably sits on it and rides around, spins around the room all day.
He's always busy. It would have been crushed by now, then.
Mm, well, yeah.
So anyhow, this guy's a douchebag. I hope it doesn't set a precedent. And
I hope it doesn't pass. I'm actually not sure if it's passed or not. I know I definitely hope it doesn't pass.
It's creepy as hell. And I don't know. We're so beyond. I just can't believe that we almost had a federal mandate for vaccines on everybody. I just can't believe that almost happened. It was so close, you know. It's like,
yeah,
I'm still emotionally upset by that. You know, like, it's just fucking way too close.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, you know, people were coerced by the hundreds of thousands into getting this thing when it was unconstitutional the whole fucking time. It just took this long for it to grind.
That was the whole gameplay.
Your fucking name. I really fucking forgot it. Big Angus is Simo from Paul. Paul, everything.
I'm not on Paul, though.
Yeah, I don't care. You're CC. You didn't deny it. You are Simo. I know your voice.
No, I swear to God, I'm not. The only poll thing that I get on is the chat once in a while. I'm not actually on poll proper.
Together, I recognize your fucking voice.
No, you don't. You retard.
But I know you. You're Simo from fucking Vogue. You're AOU. You fucking bad.
Yes, it is.
I want to know
how many alts does this guy have?
You want to know?
I was AOU this whole time. I didn't even know.
Can you unban my account, Ben, please?
Will you let me talk?
No.
No, you won't. You won't.
But I will log in as your account and post as you, like he did a couple days ago.
You won't listen to anything. Do you want to let me talk or not?
Not really.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to do it anyways. You know what?
Stay on topic.
Your little fucking little sister site. Let he will fucking delete you. He will delete you and your
Dial, this isn't CNN. We don't just talk about ourselves the entire time.
That's what he will do. He has done that to me for countless of fucking times. I have been through countless of fucking accounts.
So do you want to have a Dial topic? Is that what you're trying to say?
I would rather watch him pretend to cut his hands open, or whatever the hell that motion is.
I want to see the chair fall down. I think, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, Dial.
All right. Oh, man. Yeah, so anyhow, I'm still hung up. I'm actually still really hung up that they enforced the vaccines for medical field personnel. You know?
Yeah. So what the hell is that? It's which one is it? Is the mandate constitutional or not? How is it only constitutional sometimes? It's such half-assed.
Well, you know, you're basically implying it can't be because it can't be. You know, it's like they're not constitutional judges that vote for that. It's just not like
it just doesn't. It doesn't even follow any internal logic to speak of.
Well, really weak logic. If you like use flawed statistics, yeah, sure, you can reach these conclusions, right? Which is what they did. You know, it's like people either ignorant judges or judges has bought into the statistical lies. You know, it's like,
but it seems like this particular batch of judges really have a thing for taking the bare minimum amount of responsibility and just like kicking shit down the road.
That's definitely true. I mean, I think the election demonstrated that. So you're saying like that you're surprised that they let the mandate stay?
I think that it's very typical of them to, you know, put the bare minimum amount of work in and take the bare minimum amount of responsibility on any topic and just, like, bust the rest of it down the road. It seems like they do that a lot.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily terrible strategy. Like, you don't want to change things, right, arbitrarily. In this case, though, it's like they almost took a compromise, right? They're just like, well, you know, it's unconstitutional, but for the sake of...
Which you can still do under circumstances X, Y, and Z, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
And it seems like they should have just, you know, picked this street and just, like, gotten it out of the way. Because now it's still kind of floating around in the air, you know? Because, even, you know, you can say healthcare workers, but what about the soda machine vendor who goes into the healthcare building?
I would say healthcare workers is arbitrary, right? It's incredibly arbitrary. It's like, if you're going to pick one group of people that have to be vaccinated, I'm just not convinced that's like the, you know, the ideal choice, you know. Like,
yeah,
I
don't know what it would be, but healthcare is so intertwined with all these other fields. You know, they have billing, they have an HR department, they have plan maintenance, they have people sweeping the sidewalks.
But it's also overemphasizing COVID, right, as like a threat in a hospital, right? There's like a million threats in a hospital.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, C. diff is a way bigger threat than COVID is in the hospital. Yeah.
And hospitals probably have vaccine. They probably have vaccine mandates in hospitals for, like, I don't know, more common older
for flu. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, and that's been privately done. You know, the government didn't have to step in and make it happen. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, you know, and there are people who are very much against the flu vaccine too, and that's, you know, that's fine. But the flu vaccine has a very long established safety record. You're not going to get soccer, you know, you don't have people dropping dead from the flu vaccine. The only real argument against it is that some years it's not all that effective.
I mean, I never use it because I consider it more or less useless, you know.
But in terms of being able to mandate it, they're on a little something
with something. It has longitudinal record. Yeah, it has longitudinal studies. That's the big difference, yeah. Like, that mRNA technology, yes, they've been studying it in labs for years, but you know, trying it on millions of humans simultaneously is basically...
Yeah, and they've never before brought a product to market using that technology because it's dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at most studies with animals, like, there's usually like some long-term effect where the animal population is basically ruined.
Yeah.
You know, so,
like, so the convenient way to get around that is to just not do any animal studies. Hey, look how well, you know, look how convenient that was.
Yeah.
Or I think maybe they did do them, but it was like an abbreviated version of them or some shit like that.
Well, if you look at the studies, there's still like alarming things in them. Like, You know, like the amount of like heart inflammation goes up in the studies quite a bit. You know, but you know, it goes from like 1 out of 100,000 to like I don't remember anymore, but it, like at least 4 out of 100,000, maybe higher, depending on the circumstances. And that's like not insignificant. You know, like if you
plus it's
like 1 out of 100,000 of getting like heart inflammation is like a actually pretty bad odds for you. Yeah, you don't want those odds.
Yeah, plus things, you know, the inflammation and myocarditis, those aren't, you know, enlarged heart. You don't get that for a week and then it clears up.
Yeah, you know, they say it's temporary.
Once you fuck like, your heart up.
Like, you have a finite amount of heartbeats, you know.
Yeah.
And when you damage your heart, you just lost, like, a chunk of those, right? Like,
for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then the other claim that they make is that, you know, that if you get COVID, you have the same exact effect, except it's worse. All right? And, I'm trying to remember. But the problem with that, even if that was true, it's not true about like children in particular, right? Or about healthy people, right? If a healthy person gets COVID, they're not going to have like permanent heart problems the rest of their life, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they might have some vascular damage and things from the, you know,
If you get the flu, you probably have, the same thing could even happen possibly, you know?
Like, yeah, yeah.
So ultimately, like, you know, there's no like statistical justification in that regard either, you know. So I'm so annoyed by the whole thing.
Yeah, it's some bullshit. And the thing is, there's no fucking end in sight to this shit. I mean, yes,
we'll see.
Struck down the mandate, but just in terms of dealing with COVID-related stuff, it doesn't.
This whole mask culture. That's the part that like I. Like, I'm actually worried that might never go away. It could just be like,
now the crazy people get to decide
how we react in public, you know?
And the whole mask thing, it really tapped into, like, a pervasive problem with the American psyche and the American zeitgeist. Like, it appeals to something very shitty in Western mentality, it seems like. I can't quite explain what I'm talking about, but maybe you realize what I mean.
No, I'm not sure I do. Like, because to me, when I see mass, I think of like Chinese mentality. You know, I think of like, you know, I guess I don't know exactly what I do in China, but it's just like when I saw it in like, I guess I saw it in Indonesia a lot. You know, especially because like they had like pollution problems there. You know,
but, like, Oh yeah. They've been wearing masks for a while, I think.
Yeah. So in that culture, like, I was like, okay, they're paranoid. They actually have some experience for being paranoid. And like, but I was like, oh, in America, I would never see that. That's what I thought at the time. You know,
that it just
like
seems to me that 10 years ago. You know, I think the American public in general has a vague sense that like something's wrong, and they have this vague fear. But being able to put a mask on, oh, I'm safe now, really tapped into that, I think, because they get this false sense of security.
But that, I don't think that's a classic American desire. I don't know, maybe it is. Maybe like Americans have always been duped by something for years.
I've just noticed that when you talk with sort of your average normie type of person, you can kind of get the sense that even before COVID, that like they know something's wrong with like the way the shit is set up and the way the country is run and the way laws are passed and the way you have to raise a gazillion dollars to get on a committee in the Senate and this, that, and the other. I think people have like a vague sense that shit's going on like that, and it makes them uneasy and irritable. But if you just put a mask on, now you're safe and you don't have to worry. And I think those two like Lego pieces connected. And that's why people cling to the mask thing with all their life, because it's given them a little bit of peace of mind. Because you notice that a lot of these, you know, maskies are just violently attached to them. You know, you see people freaking out on airplanes, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, I mean, but
where really, if all they thought it was doing was protecting them from a mild cold, I don't think you would have that passionate, you know,
just well, what if they really think they're going to die, though, from COVID? You know, like,
does your average person still think that, though? I think that's so. I mean, at the beginning of the thing, when people were dying, yeah. But I feel like at this point, I'm seeing more and more things, especially coming off of social media, of people saying, hey, this is not even making anyone sick. You know, what are we doing?
That's what I'm hoping is happening, but
I'm starting to see it.
On the other hand, I'm seeing some people that are just like deathly afraid of every variant, you know, basically.
Well, hypochondriacs are a real thing that you're.
Well, I'm saying yeah, but that a hypochondriac's a minority, right? I'm saying this is like the average for me, like you know, like.
But your hypochondriacs are very, very loud right now. They have all these platforms to yell their heads off, and they're very amplified at the moment, it seems
like. I'm saying, when I'm in public, I just see a lot of, like, I see, where I walk around, I see, and I'm not in a city, right? I see, almost everybody has a mask on outside right now, I would say.
Outside?
Yeah, outside.
Oh.
Outside, yeah. And then I would say, like, When I like look at the inside of a car, I'll see like the person, the driver, having a mask on like 50% of the time, or
alone in the car. Yeah,
I well, maybe more too. Like 10 or 20%, but yeah, but it's way more than it should be.
Yeah, yeah, I do see him in the cars. I don't really see him out in public though.
And then I go to like these gym classes that are in like hot rooms and shit, and then I see these chicks don't take off their masks the whole time. I'm just like, you guys are fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like if you. Just don't go to like a hot class with sweaty people if you're that fucking paranoid, you know. Like,
I have to say the suffering of normies who can't go to all their stupid like social shit is quite amusing.
Yeah, there's some benefits of all this crap, and that's definitely one of them. But I don't know. It's just more. I've lost a lot of faith. I think I said this last time I talked to you on one of these chats. Like, I just lost a lot of faith in Americans from all this.
Oh my god, for sure.
Effect ultimately, and including the Supreme Court, you know, and like, yeah,
you know, it's gonna get over it. You hear fucking, you know, Trump true believers still, you know, must Supreme Court justices. It's like, well, there you go, not looking so great.
They're barely holding the line right now, basically.
Yeah,
right? You know.
Oh, I heard that one faggot. What's his name? Justice Breyer, something, is going to retire.
That's one of the topics I was going to throw up.
Yeah.
It's not really that interesting, like, you know. It's like when it's all said and
it's
done.
It's not, but it's just he's going to pick someone who is just truly awful. You know it.
Yeah. Well, the most upsetting part about it, there's a lot of things. Like the fact that the guy got forced to retire is one aspect that's sad, I think.
Someone probably called him up and said, hey, unless you want the Scalia treatment, you better retire. He probably didn't venture that on his own.
The most fucked up part is like the affirmative action, the overt, you know, affirmative action, but no shame. You know, it's going to be some totally
fucking obnoxious looking and sounding, I'm sure, like a Stacey Abrams type of person they're going to throw in there.
It's just so ridiculous of a selection process for one of the most important people in the United States. It's like, it's crazy, you know, and as far as like I've read, he told him, you have to mention on stage, like during the campaign, that you're going to take on a black woman for Supreme Court justice. And he said it, he did it for him. And now he's just honoring that. You know, so he's paid lackey. You know, he's like,
well, Joe's he's a good boy. He you know, pays his debts, as it were.
Sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
You know, in terms of getting absolutely retarded people in there, I mean, Harris is the prime example.
I feel like, you know, I feel like there should be a law against that even being possible. That they can just hire someone not based on anything but their criteria for being a good judge. You know?
Oh, there's laws against all kinds of shit that's going on. They're just blatantly ignored.
I don't think there's a law for this one. I think there's a lot of leeway in how these, you know, because it's the voting process, you know, like the appointing aspect of it is like pretty open, you know. Like,
I guess I would need to read up a little more. You're probably right. Yeah. But you know that whoever it is, they're going to try to jam her through before the midterms, which I think they're going to really lose quite badly. So it's going to be a shit show of them just, you know, there's going to be like, you know, a boot on the back of this enormous black woman trying to fit her through the Supreme Court door, before the midterms.
Yeah. Yep. And I've heard some people say that they think it will, you know, they won't pass, you know, like whatever Biden picks. I'm way more pessimistic about it.
I don't know. Can they, I mean, what would they do? Filibuster somehow to hold it up?
Well, maybe there's not enough Democrat votes. It's possible, you know, depending on who they pick.
Oh, yeah, they've got those two sticks in the mud there. That was really funny, watching the screeching over that. Over the budget thing. Because the guy with the face that looks like an owl, Manchin, held it up.
Yeah, the West Virginia Democrat. He's more of a champion than most Republicans, to be honest.
He is. Yeah, you're right. Especially compare him to someone like fucking Patchy the Pirate there.
Oh, fuck that guy. I remember when I first heard about him, I liked him, and now I'm so sad I ever liked him.
His eye patch thing is obnoxious, because it's like, dude, get a fake eye and just roll with that. You don't need this, like, cartoonish pirate patch on your eye to make you look cooler. No one else does that.
I'd be okay with the eye patch if he's actually, like, a badass guy. But he's
Yeah, or if he would just say yar once in a while or something.
So do you think a glass eye, or I don't know what the fuck they use these days, does that look better? Does it? Like, I don't even know.
It looks more natural. I knew a guy in high school who had a glass eye, and he could make this awesome, like, squishy, clicky sound with it when he pressed on it. It was pretty gross.
It's pretty awful. It doesn't move, though, right? It looks like
a glass eye. Like, you know it's a glass eye, but it doesn't look as obtrusive as a fucking patch. Which is basically saying, look at me, I'm missing an eyeball, because I was in Iraq, and, you know, got half my face melted off for Israel. You know,
woohoo! Israel, that's a topic and a half. But yeah, this whole Supreme Court thing, it's ridiculous. And I actually think they'll pass whoever the fuck they want. I think the Republicans have no goddamn backbone. So they'll just...
Oh yeah, they'll piss and moan and scream and do the Trey Gowdy bit, like, oh, this is an outrage, and then just vote for it. When no one's looking.
Yeah, I can't even
remember. That's been their game for a long time, though.
Remember it wasn't even that long ago when they passed, like, part of, it was, I don't know if it was an infrastructure bill, but it was, like, something similar to that, or, like, maybe it was, like, a COVID relief bill, I think that's what they called it. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, and Republicans actually had the votes to stop it from passing. You know, they were in a perfect position. Remember that shit? Everything was perfect.
I sort of remember it.
Mitch McConnell or some shit was like, no, we're good. You guys can have it. I was like, you fuck.
Because they were like, oh, well, we have to keep things running. So, I mean, we have to pass this. Otherwise, everything will stop and we'll run out of money. And,
I feel like Republicans should use shutting down the government as a tactic. You know, it's like they're fucking pussies. They don't do it.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Rather than pass these god-awful bills. You know, it's like, yeah, remember when Trump was like, oh, this bill is terrible, I'm going to sign it, but I won't sign another one after this one. Remember that?
Yeah.
It always sounds like that same thing to
Trump,
me. Like
Trump signed a couple trillion worth of something, didn't he? Pretty sure he did.
Yeah, and the one he signed, it was the one that had the really just, like, amazingly ridiculous pork in it with, like, trannies in Uganda and, women's rights.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was what the omnibus bill, I think.
Yeah, there was, you know, LGBTQ2, whatever, you know, whatever fucking acronym it is.
LGBTQ initiatives in different countries.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh, that's worth financing. Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't like the amount of money that they were spending on these porky projects was just insane. It's like, what do you even spend $200 million on in terms of, you know, it being for women's rights or whatever? What are you even buying with that much money?
It's absurd. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I knew a solution to... I mean, I would prefer zero taxes, but if we could have any tax system where it's like I have some sort of say in how my money's being spent, that would be very nice. I just don't know how to do it.
Like, yeah, I don't know, because, you know, so much of it... I mean, yes, you have to keep the... You know, you got to pay the policemen and fix the roads and whatever, but...
But that can so be much of it tax, goes too. You can directly tax stuff like that, you know. So you don't even need to have a pool of money that you just decide whatever the fuck you want to do with, right?
That would be complicated, though. I think I saw someone talking about this earlier today, to put it really more at a local level. That would be complicated, though, with things like interstates water, you know, drinking waterways that go across multiple states and regions. I feel like that would get really complicated really quick. But I don't know. I'm not saying I have a solution either, because I definitely don't. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, well, in those complicated things, like, well, you know, some of the complication can be automated away, but the interstate part is, like, more like a technical legal detail, right? You have to, like, work out, like, you know, like at a federal level, you should be taxing too, or maybe, you know, between states, there's some tax agreements or something, you know. So, but just, you know, that's always going to be a problem, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, whenever you're sharing resources, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mike says that Hitler had a solution, and let's see if he'll tell us about that. Jeopardy music plays. No, maybe not. Maybe not. He put a poll up that said had a couple ideas for some topics. Ukraine, Russia. That's
yeah. These are the ones I fucking scary. These are all the ones I had. He's just posting it for us.
Okay.
So I don't know much about Ukraine, Russia, except the fact that I intuitively don't care about it anymore. Like, I'm just not that worried about it. I just feel like it's a distraction from everything else that is going on.
Well, it seems to me that it's the timing is just so convenient. You know, it's been almost 20 years exactly since the last proxy war. We sent, you know, our kids to go get their fucking limbs blown off and faces melted off. And 20 years have gone by, and it's time to kill the next batch off. That's what it seems like to me. They moved some 5-digit number of troops just recently over there. Like, it's not a small, you know, group of advisors.
Okay, so they have moved. They have deployed people.
I don't think they're deployed in Ukraine, but I think they're building up just in the Black Sea area generally. Mm-hmm. But it's some pretty large number. I think it was 5 digits. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't like, you know, your small group of advisors that you hear about all the time. It was seemed like a, I don't know what size that would be, a battalion or multiple battalions. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you can definitely say it's convenient, and it is, right, because Biden's doing awful, and everyone knows it. On the other hand, like, you know, because Biden's doing awful, it's more likely to happen, right?
Yes, I just had that same thought. I almost wish that his numbers were better, because then they wouldn't need to do this.
Yeah, if Putin wasn't remotely afraid of us, like, it was remotely afraid of us, then it probably wouldn't have happened. You know, or at least not as sloppily.
They got to get that fuck up general, the tranny Miller? General. Got to get
fucking. I hate that guy.
I feel like he's too busy. What did he say? You know, understanding white rage to care about Ukraine.
Oh, God,
remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I hate him. I just really, really hate him.
And that whole bit didn't even make sense. Like, what are you talking about? Is this like an event you're referencing, or what is
it? Like, he's trying to characterize like the one thing that his army has that's important and say it's the worst thing about it. You know, like,
yeah. Yeah, we really need to get rid of more people who are the only people who keep any of that shit.
We need to get rid of angry white men. Those are terrible soldiers.
Yeah, you don't want them.
Who was that? Was that a nigger joint for a second there?
Yeah, it was some name that I don't recognize. Gutch. I don't know who that is. I feel like people are probably not using their vote names. I think we're kind of the only people who do.
Yeah.
At least
I've seen that.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it's not that much more to say about the Ukraine thing, except that I don't know. I'm kind of an isolationist in these regards. I usually just say, like, fuck it. Like, unless, like, there's some really good economic reason for us to go down there, I don't see the point.
Yeah, I don't see what our strategic interest in Ukraine even is.
I guess we owe
them. We have a lot of assets over there?
We owe someone something. I remember reading that. I don't remember if we owe Ukraine something or in some agreement. So there is, we might have some sort of technical obligation from a diplomatic standpoint. I don't know. Not that we usually honor that shit anyhow, but like.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, this fucking country is run by 80-year-olds. They still want to fight Russia from the 50s and 60s. because they're 80-year-olds. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, they still want to have that big battle with Russia because, you know, they remember hiding under their desks in grade school because of the, you know, the drills and stuff they would do. It almost seems like that's all it is.
Well, I think they would pick any target if it was appealing enough, you know, if the timing was right. But yeah,
well, there's always Russia, Taiwan.
What's that?
What about? There's always Taiwan if Ukraine fails.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of things they could fall back on, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine going to die in a war for Taiwan.
I don't know.
That would be a very lame death.
I have trouble with authority. That's why I'll never be serving, you know.
You don't want to have your own squad of, you know, elite Goblino commandos?
Elite trans people that need treatment every 2 hours.
Yeah. Go hand out tacos to all the
be fantastic. You know, starving. Have to carry like the weak woman that didn't pass the fucking physical exams.
Yeah. I remember when they dumbed down the physical requirements that you need to be a SEAL or whatever.
They do that for everything, for firemen, policemen, army, you name it, man. It's just
because of the women folk couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You know what's fucking funny? There's a women's chess league. Chess is not a physical sport. What do you need a women's league for?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about different. This just reminds me of something. I was thinking about different ways of trying to convince people that, like, you know, black people have awful traits in society, and. You know, it's a hard argument to make to the normie, right? And like one thing that these people always claim is that, you know, color is only skin deep, right? It's the only genetic trait, right?
Evolution that actually stops matters. At the neck.
Right? Yeah. Now, I was like, oh, I have a counter argument. I forgot about that. Such an obvious one. Why are black people like predominant in almost every sport? Like, you know, basketball and football and whatever, right? Like,
it can't just
be skin color, right? It can't. It's impossible. Right?
Yeah.
Right there. Like, it's already going to make them be like, oh, I guess you're right. Right? So to answer your question about chess, like, you know, we all know there's a distribution of IQ that's different between men and women, right? And, like, the average guy that gets into chess and gets good at chess is going to have a really fucking high IQ, right? And the pool is just going to be higher IQ. So, like, to separate women and men for that reason alone, it's, you know, you could make an argument for it, you know?
Like, yeah, well, you and I know that, but
or something,
to you know, your to an average person, that's a very mystifying question because they genuinely have no idea.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, it makes no sense. Women are just as smart as men, but it's like actually on average, you're wrong. You know, it's like, you know, if you look at the distribution, that's not true. There are women that are smarter than men, but the average is not.
But men have a much broader distribution.
Yeah, exactly.
So men have more retards, but they also have more very high IQ people.
Yeah, and those guys are going to gravitate towards chess.
Yeah, and women are mostly, you know, centered around the mean with, you know, of course, some exceptions, but, you know, generally.
And you also have the behavioral traits that would differ, right? Like, you know, men might be more single-minded or more willing to play with things, whereas women want to interact with people, right? And, like, these things affect your chess skills too.
Yeah. Did you see that video that I posted of that little kid that beat like this female chess?
Yeah, I saw that.
Or whatever.
I actually wanted to. I'm pretty into chess, so I wanted to study the game at one point to see.
Because the reason I bring it up is there's a key moment in the game where the female player is flapping her yap. She's talking and she makes a really obvious mistake. And she even says it out loud. She's like, oh, I can't believe I did that. And, you know, but I won't do backsies because that wasn't, you know, they didn't have the rules set up that way or whatever. But that's why she lost, because she was not concentrating. She was talking and interacting with the kid.
That's funny.
And made a mistake.
Yeah. The kid was also good, I assume, enough to exploit it. But she basically was just not paying
attention. Sounded that way, yeah. I'm really not a chess guy myself. I haven't played other than the game I played with Grey Dragon. Before that, I probably hadn't played in a decade. But, it was just a very, very typically female mistake to make. Yeah, hate to see it.
It's funny, though. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I'm done with Ukraine, Russia, unless you want to discuss anything else about it.
Mike, yeah, I don't really know. Any
comments?
All that much about it to really add more at this point in time, anyway.
Silent by association. Who's that? Is that Dial?
No, that's way too coherent for Dial. Are you kidding me? They're actually talking about something related to the conversation.
Wars are fought for women and resources. Taiwan can't be cut from the U.S. They produce some serious resources in the form of microchips. That was Silent's contribution.
I don't know. I feel like that situation's going to have to be
resolved. China has a lot of microchips too, though, don't they?
I think Taiwan specifically has like manufacturing processes that are very precise and set up.
China depends on possibly.
I think isn't Foxconn in Taiwan?
I'm not
exactly sure.
But yeah,
China is like they can make a lot of stuff, but their workmanship is notoriously bad.
We need microchips, though. I agree with that sentiment. Like, we probably should produce our own if we have the resources.
Probably.
Yeah.
You would hope so.
If we have the resources, I don't know if we actually have.
If we've learned anything from this, it's that, we should bring some manufacturing back so that China doesn't have us by the balls.
A globalist argument is like, oh, you just, depend on some other country to give you this product and then supply chain, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
So one counter argument to that is like, and this is like from a pure like survival perspective, is like you need redundant systems, right?
Yeah.
Like any good system has redundancy, and it's not like this like nationalistic thing. It's really just no. You just need to have backup systems in case something does go wrong, right?
At least to be able to brush the cobwebs off of something and have it in case you need it, which. All indications point to this not being, this COVID pandemic. There will be more pandemics. You even hear them saying that on TV. Fauci says it all the time. Oh, the next one's coming. Get ready. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be, new viral variants possible from not just corona, but any fucking disease or virus. So it's just if they want to manufacture a crisis, they have plenty of content.
Plus, they're greasing the skids for aliens to show up any day now. That's coming, I'm sure. Any number of disruptions could happen. Yeah.
And the other thing that I was thinking is that even with COVID, it's like if the vaccine does have a side effect 10 years from now, like they're going to have to cover that up somehow, right? So they're going to have to make a new disease that explains those effects or something.
Well, that's part of the reason they're so desperate for everyone to get a vaccine is because they want to destroy the negative control group. They don't want there to be a population of unvaccinated people to compare against the vaccinated who are going to run into all kinds of problems down the line. That's why they want every single last person and baby, and pet to get the vaccine.
Or they euthanize your pets. Yeah.
Yeah. you gotta put them down. If you hear your cat sneeze, it's over.
You hear about that woman that found this monkey from that some truck accident? A monkey escaped the truck.
Dude, yes.
They put down the monkey.
Actually, happened somewhere in my state, I believe.
Yeah.
They were playing an interview with that woman on a show I was listening to. And she apparently has
so now she has like monkey corona or some shit.
I don't even know what it's supposed to be because I might have talked about this already, but she has this cluster of symptoms that don't really exactly match anything. It's like she has like a pink eye and a fever and some stuff that it's not really typical for a specific cold to my knowledge. But she's sick after touching the fucking thing, so they claim.
That's so scary.
But so,
why did they euthanize it?
What pretext did you have?
Why did they euthanize it? Because of that, or because it escaped? What's the rationale?
To teach it a lesson. No, I don't know. You would think that they'd want to keep it around in case they needed to. I don't know, wring some antibodies out of it or something. I don't know. You're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense for them to put it down.
It surprised me a little bit, especially if you can just put it in a cage or something. It seems like it can't be that transferable at that point,
I don't know. Apparently, if you get into a fender bender, they get away.
Yeah.
So they must be real smart monkeys. Maybe they're like the rats of NIMH, and they're like, super intelligent monkeys with neural links in them or whatever the hell.
That would be interesting. You're saying it's like the monkeys are like cyber monkeys.
Well, have you ever seen the movie The Secret of NIMH?
I don't think so.
It's like an old animated movie where the premise is there are these super intelligent modified lab rats that get loose, and they have like this underground city that they've built, and the protagonist goes on an adventure to find them and this, that, and the other. But I'm sure research of that nature is definitely happening to try to, you know, juice up the monkeys and have them do calculus or whatever the fuck. I don't know about those particular monkeys, though. I'm just guessing.
That would be the best possible outcome, I feel like. Yeah.
That would be a funny outcome, for sure. Yeah. At least it would be, like, you know, it would be a very classic gag. Mike says we should get Grey Dragon back, which I agree, but I don't know how to do that.
If I turn off the recording and someone bothers him,
is anyone recording? Because I'm not.
I'm recording, yeah, but I could pretend I'm not. Okay. Just invite him.
Yeah, well, I can pop it in the chat here.
I would say we put a voice filter on him so, you know, no one can hear his voice, but, you know, no one can hear his voice anyhow.
If I knew how, I would really like to put one of those voice mods on him that makes him have, like, a deep, like, demon voice. That'd be pretty
funny. That's not that hard to do. I mean, I could do it. Yeah. I was on a podcast where someone did that, and it was actually kind of annoying after a little while.
Oh, yeah, I can see that getting old. All right. If I put in that we stopped recording, is that true? Did we stop recording?
What kind of yes do you want here?